Monday, October 25th, 2021. Welcome to the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're going to absolutely love it. We got a great thing going on, and we have wonderful people here. If you are brand new, or if you've been around for a while and you haven't done this yet, what you should do is pause this video, and then watch the other video attached to today, which says, new to Linchpin? Watch this first. Because that video gives you all the important backstory that will give you the information you need to fully get the most out of what I'm going to talk about in today's video and every daily video. So please do that, then come back and finish this video. Here we go. The workout of the day is a great couplet. We've done it before. It's a beauty. It's 15, 12, 9 reps for time of a clean and jerk and chest to bar pull-ups. The clean and jerk is 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. The last time that we did this was November 7th, 2020. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data. Should you have modified it in some way, shape, or form? How did it go for you? The only difference or addition, I should say, to doing it today is I added a percentage in case you want to use it. I said, or if you don't want to use 135 or 95, you could use 65% of your one rep max clean and jerk. And the reason that I did that is this workout is intended to be done at a relatively steady pace. Nice movement. It's tough, don't get me wrong, and you will break things up for sure. But there shouldn't be a tremendous amount of standing around, particularly on the barbell. And so if that 135 or 95 is a bit too heavy for you to keep moving at a nice pace, then maybe using 65% of your one rep max, that'll be a good day for you to do that. I would say that set of 15, you certainly don't need to do anything touch and go. Fast singles is actually a great way to do a lot of these workouts. But if you did have the capacity to do, let's say, a set of 7 to 9 touch and go clean and jerks with that prescribed loading right off the bat, fresh, well then you probably are at a good strength level to pursue the prescribed workout and make that decision. If right off the bat, totally fresh and feeling good, you're like, no way I could get 7 to 9 in a row, we may really want to consider scaling on this workout. We've got a video showing the power clean and push jerk as well as the kipping chest to bar pull up. Super fitness robot time for this, 7 minutes or less. More likely time in the neighborhood of 11 minutes. Scaled option, still 15, 12, 9 reps for time. We knocked the clean and jerk down to 95 pounds for men, 65 for women. And then instead of doing chest to bar pull-ups, it's just kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows. And as we always say, if you don't have strict pull-ups, you shouldn't be doing kipping pull-ups. So if you're still pursuing your strict pull-ups, today's a great day to make it a really challenging ring row. And you can make it challenging just based upon how far you kick your feet out, all the way up onto a box. You can make ring rows tougher than pull-ups, but they're a great strength builder. We've got videos showing a couple different styles of kipping pull-up, the Linchpin how to get a pull-up video, and the ring row. Limited equipment option. They got the dumbbells. Here we go. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, always a good time. Four time, 20 dumbbell clean and jerks, 15 chest to bar pull-up, 15 dumbbell clean and jerks, 12 chest to bar pull-ups, 10 dumbbell clean and jerks, 9 wonderful chest to bar pull-ups. Video showing the dumbbell power clean and push jerk. No equipment workout for the day. 3 rounds for time, 30 tuck jumps, yikes. Not pleasant, but so effective. 30 tuck jumps and 15 handstand push-ups or 30 hand release push-ups. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. We've got a couple choices here, so don't do both. It's an either or. Choose either complex number 6 or 7. Linchpin complex number 6 is for both load and reps. You choose the load. 30 seconds of hang power cleans. 30 seconds of shoulder to overhead. That's a complete complex. You'll do 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. Doesn't need to be unbroken for sure, drop the barbell as needed, but the clock runs for 30 seconds, and then it runs for 30 seconds. or linchpin complex number 7. For load, you choose the load. One hang power clean, one hang squat clean, one shoulder overhead. That is a complete complex. You will perform 3 to 5 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. It is intended to be unbroken. If doing it unbroken would be unsafe, then don't do it unbroken. You choose the loading. So you choose complex 6 or complex 7 if you're doing the optional accessory work, which you clearly do not have to do. Then the other part would be 2 to 3 sets of pull-ups, strict if possible, 75% max effort. So what I mean by that is, if you can do a set of 10 pull-ups strict, then around rep 7 or 8, hop off the pull-up bar, meaning I don't want you to do 2 to 3 sets of strict pull-ups to failure. I want you to do it to about 75% effort, hop off the bar and rest, do another set, rest, do the third set. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder, foam roller for the back and lats, and then the frog stretch, and all of those are accompanied by a video. Last thing I'll say is this final sentence here. We say it every day. I hope you take it to heart. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. That concludes Monday, and I will see you back here tomorrow for another workout.